Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. As always, it's a joy to be with you all. And I bring you greetings from the brothers and sisters at Jefferson Park Baptist Church. We pray for you often. And we're grateful for your fellowship in the gospel here in Charlottesville. As I thought about what passage to preach on this Christmas, of course, there are so many great passages to choose from. But I felt drawn to a passage that's probably less well known. Revelation 12 tells us about a woman, a child, and a dragon. And if Matthew and Luke give us many of the historical details about Jesus' birth, Revelation 12 gives us a vivid picture of the spiritual significance of it.
而这个启示录的第十二章给我们的是一个耶稣降生的一个属灵的一个意义。Because
behind all the King Herods,
因为在所有的希律王的背后,
Pontius Pilate,
比拉多的背后,
and corrupt Jewish leaders,
腐败的犹太的领袖们,
lies a spiritual battle and a spiritual foe.
在这后面其实是一个属灵的征战和一个属灵的敌人。
And more significant than any war on earth is the war in heaven.
有一个战争比世上所有的战争都重要的是在天堂里面的战争。
And contrary to what many of Jesus' contemporaries thought,
跟现在很多人想法不一样的是,
He wasn't born to overthrow the Romans.
耶稣的出生不是要对抗罗马人,
He was born to claim a kingdom not of this world.
他要来的是要建立一个不属于这个世界的天。Born to overthrow
the great usurper himself.
他是要把那个反叛者自己来打败。
And to destroy the works of the devil.
他是要来破坏魔鬼的工作。
And this book of Revelation is written to struggling Christians.
这个启示录是写给我们在挣扎的基督徒们来看。
Christians who are suffering.
基督徒们在受苦。
Christians who are persecuted.
基督徒被迫害。
Christians who are feeling tempted to give in to the temptations of this world.
而且有些基督徒感觉被这个世界诱惑, 有的时候要放弃。
And Christians who are asking the question,
所以基督徒总是在问这样一个问题,
If Jesus is really reigning,
如果耶稣在掌权的话,
If Jesus has really won,
如果耶稣真的是获胜的话,
Why is life so hard?
为什么生活这么困难?
Well, why is there so much against us?
为什么对我们有这么多的阻拦?
Well, Revelation 12 is here to show us that Jesus is reigning.
而在这个 章节里面告诉我们,
that he has won.
而且他已经获胜,
and yet paradoxically,
但是似乎有点矛盾的,
that's actually why things are harder instead of easier for the Christian.
这正是我们现在困难的原因。
Put more succinctly,
简单的来说,
the main idea of this passage is that the war is already won.
这一段经节的最重要的理念就是说真正的战争已经获胜了。But
the earthly battle has only just begun.
但是世上的战争才刚刚开始。And
we see that fleshed out through three scenes in Revelation 12.
这个论点在后面的三个场景当中可以具体的展现出来。First,
in verses 1 through 6, there's the dragon versus the child.
在第一到第六节是龙跟那个孩子的征战。
The dragon tries but fails to devour him.
那个龙试着要吞吃那个小孩，但是没有能够成功。
Second, in verses 7 through 12, we see the dragon versus the heavenly host.
在七到第十二节，这个龙跟天上的掌权者争斗。
The dragon is cast down from heaven.
这个龙被扔到了地上。
And then third, in verses 13 through 17, we see the dragon versus the woman.
第三部分13到17节是这个龙跟这个女人的征战。
And he pursues her in great wrath.
他很满怀怒气的来追赶这个女人。
So let's take a closer look at each of these.
让我们下面来仔细的看一下这三个事情。
First, the dragon versus the child.
第一, 龙和这个孩子。
In verse 1, we read, "And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars."
在第一节写到，天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人，身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
When John calls this a great sign, it means that the woman represents something.
当约翰说这是一个大的异象的话，肯定是说这个女人代表了什么重要的事情。
She's clothed with the sun, so she's beautiful.
她穿着太阳，所以她是非常美丽的。
But also remember that God Himself is often associated with the sun in Scripture.
但是我们要记得，神他自己也经常是跟太阳连在一起的。
So this woman shines with the brightness and glory that only comes from God.
所以这个女人呢，像太阳这样的光，只有从神能够来到。
Also, the moon is under her feet.
而且呢，这个月亮是在她的脚下。
I think this speaks of her exalted position.
这就是说，她是在一个被高举的一个状态。
She's so high up that even the moon in the sky is beneath her feet.
她被如此的高举，甚至连月亮都在她的脚下。
And that's why she also has a crown on her head.
而且呢，她头上还有一个冠冕。
She has great authority.
冠冕是代表权柄。
She's royalty.
她是皇家的。
And the crown has 12 stars.
在冠冕上有十二个星。
And that's significant because 12 is a number often associated with the people of God.
这是一个非常重要的数字，因为十二经常是神的子民的一个数字。
There's 12 tribes of Israel.
以色列有十二个支派。
12 disciples.
有十二个门徒。
12 apostles.
是十二个门徒。
12 judges.
有十二个审判官。
12 minor prophets.
有十二个小先知。
And I think the point is that this woman represents the people of God.
所以这个女人代表的是属神的人民。
She's not Mary specifically.
这里讲的大家要小心，不是讲玛利亚。
She's all God's people from Adam and Eve.
她是所有神的孩子民，包括亚当跟夏娃。
To Seth.
到赛特。
To Noah.
到挪亚。
To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
到亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各。
To all their descendants.
还有他们所有的后代。
These are the people whom God has called to be in a relationship with Himself.
所以这些都是神召为自己的孩子。
These are the people whom God has made to shine like the sun by sharing His holiness.
所以神让这些子民们都像他一样的闪光，因为他有他的圣洁。
And whom He has lifted up to the sacred position of being a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以神把这些子民都举起来，比月亮还要高。
So God's people are depicted like a beautiful woman.
所以呢，神的子民就被在这里是就像这个美丽的女人一样。
And verse 2 says that she was pregnant and crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth.
所以在第二节呢说她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
This represents the fact that God all along had promised His people that a Savior would be born through them.
这个意思就是说神一直跟他选民们说过，有一个救主将从他们当中来生出来。
In Genesis 3:15, God promised Eve.
在创世纪的第三章十五节，神对亚对夏娃有这个保证。
That she would have a seed who would crush the serpent's head.
他说女人的后裔要伤你的头。
In Genesis 12:3, God promised Abraham that through him all the families of the earth would be blessed.
在创世纪十二章的时候，神也应许亚伯拉罕，通过他所有的世上的万民都要受到祝福。
And the curse would be reversed.
然后这个诅咒就会被反转过来。
In Genesis 49, God promised that through Judah a great lion would arise.
所以在创世纪四十九章，神也应许说犹大的后代就像狮子一样能够站起来。
Would wield the scepter of the kingdom forever.
然后他的杖必不离开他的两脚。
In 2 Samuel 7, God promised David that he would have a son whose kingdom would be established forever.
在撒母耳记第二章第七节的时候，神也应许大卫说他的后裔会掌权到永远。
God says, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son.
神说我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
In Isaiah chapter 7, God promised a sign that a virgin would conceive and bear a son.
在以赛亚书第七章写到，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必与童女怀孕生子。
And this child will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
这个孩子将起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
And then in Isaiah chapter 9, God promised that a son would be born who would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
在以赛亚书第九章，神应许我们有一子赐给我们，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And all of these promises and more are being symbolized here by this woman being pregnant.
所以这所有的应许在一起都是以这个女人的怀孕来象征的。
Just as one has to wait for a baby to slowly develop in the womb, God's people have been waiting for the day when this promised child would come.
所以就像我们怀孕要经历九个月的等待一样的，所以我们神的子民也在耐心的等待这个救主的诞生。
And yet, as they've been waiting, instead of things getting easier, they've only gotten harder.
但是在我们等待的时候，事情不仅没有更加容易，而是变得更加困难。
They've been exiled.
他们被放逐。
Conquered.
他们被征服。
Scattered.
他们被驱散。
It seems that all hope of a Davidic king and a Davidic kingdom is lost.
看起来是大卫的那个国度是永远的丧失了。
Yet Revelation 12 is showing us that through all of these birth pains and after all this waiting, the time for the delivery of this child has come.
所以呢，在启示录第十二章说到，当经过所有的这些苦难的时候，这个孩子的诞生终于来到。
But then in verse 3, we see that there's another sign that appears in heaven.
但是第三节的时候，又有一个新的异象。
And it's a great dragon with seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his heads.
所以这是一个大龙，有七个头，十个角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
Verse 9 tells us that this dragon is the devil himself.
所以在第九节里面讲到，这个龙就是撒旦他自己。
He's the ancient serpent who usurped authority from Adam and Eve in the garden.
所以他就是当年欺骗那个亚当跟夏娃的那条蛇。
And these numbers of heads and horns and crowns have symbolic significance.
所以他的头啊，他的脚啊，还有这些冠冕都有他的意义。
Seven is a number of completion.
七是完整的意思。
Ten is a number of power.
十是力量的象征。
Horns, heads, and crowns all have to do with power and authority.
所有的脚啊，头啊，和冠冕啊，都是跟权力。跟权柄有关系。
And so the overall idea is that this dragon has completeness of evil power and authority.
所以呢，这些的意思就是说，这个魔鬼他是有完完全全的魔鬼的力量和权柄。
He seems like an unconquerable foe.
他看起来好像是难以战胜的。
And this is demonstrated in verse 4 when his tail sweeps down a third of the stars of heaven and casts them to the earth.
所以呢，第四节的时候写到。他的尾巴一甩的时候，三分之一的星就从天上掉落，掉到地上。
Some have taken this to refer to Satan getting some of the angels to join him in rebelling against God.
有些人认为这句话是象征撒旦能够诱惑一些天使来参加他的那个对神的反叛。
But I think more likely this is a reference to Daniel chapter 8.
但这个在我看来更像是但以理书第八章讲到的。
Where it seems to refer to the persecution of God's people on earth.
这里讲呢，很可能是说是对地上神的子民的迫害。
But either way, this demonstrates how powerful and dangerous the dragon is.
所以不管怎么理解呢，这都是显示出这个龙有多么的有力量，有多么的威胁。
And verse 4 continues that the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it.
所以呢，第四节接着讲。龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后，要吞吃她的孩子。
So as the usurper, Satan doesn't want this child to live.
所以呢，撒旦不愿意这个孩子能够生存下来。
As verse 5 says, he knows that this child is the one who's to rule all nations.
因为他知道这个孩子是要用铁杖来辖管万国的。
So he tries to destroy him from the very start.
所以他就想在刚刚开始的时候。就来把这个孩子给灭掉。
And of course we see this in the life of Christ himself.
所以这些其实我们在基督的一生就能够看到。
In less than 2 years after Jesus' birth, King Herod sends soldiers to slaughter all the baby boys in Bethlehem.
在耶稣出生两年之内， 希律王让他的兵丁出去杀掉了在伯利恒当地的所有的男孩。
That's the dragon seeking to devour him.
所以这就是龙想要吞吃孩子的一些计谋。
And since that failed, then the devil comes to tempt Jesus in the wilderness.
在那个失败之后呢，魔鬼又来诱惑耶稣基督在那个旷野里面。
Hoping to deceive and tempt him, just like he did to Adam and Eve.
他希望他能够欺骗基督，就像欺骗当年欺骗亚当跟夏娃一样。
Or remember that time when the people in Jesus' own hometown tried to throw him off a cliff?
大家是不是记得当耶稣要在他的家乡里面讲道的时候，那些人疯了，要把他扔到悬崖下面去。
I think the devil likely had something to do with that.
这多半也是跟魔鬼是有关系的。
What about among Jesus' own disciples?
所以我们看看那在耶稣的门徒当中呢？
Remember after Jesus began to tell them about how he had to be crucified.
大家记不记得当他告诉他的门徒们他要受苦被钉十字架的时候。
Peter says, oh no, that will never happen to you.
彼得说不行啊这个永远不能发生在你的身上。
But Jesus recognizes where that's coming from.
所以耶稣马上就认出这是从哪里来的。
He says, get behind me, Satan.
他说退后去吧撒旦。
For you don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
因为你顾念的是地上的事情而不是天上的事情。
And then remember at the very end, it's Satan who enters Judas.
大家是不是记得，而且在最后的时候，撒旦进入了犹大的心。
And Judas betrays Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
犹大为了30块钱就背叛了耶稣。
And this time it's looking like everything's going according to Satan's plan.
所以呢，看起来呢，最后这个时候呢，好像撒旦的计划成功了。
Jesus is captured.
耶稣基督被抓住。
Falsely accused.
被定罪。
He's beaten and condemned.
被击打。
And crucified.
最后被钉十字架。
So does the dragon devour him?
所以看起来好像龙真的是把他给吞噬了。
You know, has he finally succeeded in killing him, just like he has attempted many times before?
他是不是最终成功的把他杀掉，就像他一直想要做的那样呢？
Well, not according to verse 5.
但是跟从第五节来看不是这样的。
It says the woman gave birth to a male child, the one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, but her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
但是这里是这么说，说妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来又用铁杖辖管万国的，他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
So the child escapes.
所以这个孩子逃掉了。
He's caught up to God out of reach of the dragon.
他被提到了神的宝座面前，所以龙不能够再抓到他。
And of course that's because when Jesus died on the cross, he wasn't being devoured by the dragon.
所以当耶稣死在十字架的时候，他并没有被龙所吞噬。
He was conquering him.
他其实是征服了这个龙。
In fact, it would have been by not going to the cross that Jesus would have been devoured.
所以其实耶稣如果不上那个十字架，他其实是被这个龙吞噬的。
Because then he would have failed his mission.
因为他就失去了他来的使命。
Then he would have been going against God's will.
然后他就违背了神的意愿。
But of course, Jesus was born to die.
所以呢，耶稣呢，出生的目的就是去死。
His life wasn't taken, but he laid it down of his own accord.
他的生命不是被夺去的，而是他自己放下来。
And therefore, when he died, death couldn't hold him.
所以当他死的时候，死亡不能够抓住他。
And on the third day, he rose again.
第三天的时候，他又复活。
And ascended to the right hand of God.
然后被提到神的右手边。
As the vision says, the child was caught up to God and to his throne.
所以就像这里的意象说到，他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去。
The little child was crowned king.
所以这个小孩子就变成了王。
And the dragon failed to prevent it.
所以呢，龙不能够阻止这样的事情。
So that's scene one.
这是第一个景象。
Now verse 6 mentions the woman fleeing into the wilderness.
所以第六节的时候说的这个女人逃到了旷野。
Which is setting the stage for scene 3.
所以呢，这个将我们在第三个场景里面会再提到它。
But let's first look at scene 2.
现在让我们先看第二个场景。
The dragon versus the heavenly host.
所以呢，是讲龙跟天上的掌权者的争斗。
So picking up in verse 7.
第七节。
Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
在天上就有了征战， 米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
So it's a heavenly battle between the archangel Michael and the good angels.
所以说呢，这是米迦勒天上的那些好的天使们。
Versus the devil and his demons.
所以呢，跟这个魔鬼们来的征战。
And the good angels are victorious.
然后这些好的天使就获胜了。
And note who initiates the battle.
让我们来看一看这个是谁挑起这个征战的呢？
It's Michael and his angels.
是米迦勒和他的好的天使。
The dragon fights back.
然后呢，魔鬼呢就反击。
Also, it's not that the devil is just now invading heaven.
并不是说天使并不是魔鬼现在才侵入到天堂里面的。
He's been there all along.
他一直是在那里。
So what's he been doing?
他在天堂里干什么呢？
And why did Michael wait all this time to attack him?
然后为什么米迦勒要等这么久才挑起对他的争斗呢？
Well, I think verse 10 gives us a clue.
所以第十节呢，给我们一些印记。
John says, And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God.
所以在第十节写道，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
So what was Satan doing in heaven?
所以撒旦在天上干嘛呢？
Accusing God's people day and night before God.
昼夜控告我们的弟兄们。
Saying things like, God, you're the judge of all the earth.
说神啊，你是这个审判者。
You're supposed to do right.
你应该做正确的事情啊。
How then can you allow David to be here?
你怎么可以让大卫做王呢？
He's an adulterer.
他是一个通奸的人。
He's a murderer.
他是个谋杀犯。
And what about Abraham?
那亚伯拉罕呢？
He's a liar.
他是个说谎的人。
Doesn't your own law condemn these men to hell?
你的律法不是应该诅咒这些人，送他们去地狱吗？
And why does God allow Satan to stay there accusing them?
为什么神会让撒旦来诅咒这些人呢？
Why not just cast him out immediately?
为什么在撒旦说这些的时候，神就把他扔走呢？
Well, it's because Satan's accusations had validity.
因为撒旦的这些控告是有根据的。
Abraham and David did deserve to die.
其实亚伯拉罕和大卫都是应该去死的。
All of God's people have sinned and fall short of his glory.
因为所有神的子民们也都犯了罪，也都是亏缺了神的荣耀。
And when God made man,
当神创造了人的时候，
He gave us dominion over the earth.
他给我们在这世上的统治权。
But we surrendered our dominion to the devil when we listened to him instead of to God.
但是当我们听撒旦的话的时候，我们就把这个统治权拱手投降，让给了魔鬼。
And that's how he became the prince of the power of the air and the ruler of this world.
这就是怎么魔鬼如何能够变成这个世上的掌权者。
Now, it's not that the devil has some sort of power over God.
这当然不是说魔鬼有超过神的权柄。
Or like God is bound to listen to him.
好像神必须听魔鬼的话一样。
God could easily destroy him in a moment.
其实神可以在一瞬间就可以把魔鬼给灭掉。
But God is bound by his own justice.
但是大家记住，神是被他自己的话来管，也是管理者。
And God refuses to simply ignore the devil's accusations because he insists that his court be established on justice.
因为神他不能够就是不理魔鬼，因为神的律法是要公正的。
And God will never simply overlook or set aside his own law.
我们要记住，神是不可以不看他自己的真理的律法的。
To do so would contradict God's own nature.
因为这样的话，神会跟自己自相矛盾。
So as long as Satan's accusations have validity, they gave him a foothold in heaven.
所以当魔鬼的控告有根据的时候，魔鬼还可以在天上再待着。
God could not be faithful to himself and destroy Satan without destroying us as well.
因为如果神是公义的话，他不可能在灭绝魔鬼的时候不把我们所有的人都灭绝了。
And God's salvation and kingdom could not come to earth.
神的救恩和神的国不能到地上来。
As long as every human king was a sinner,
只要我们这些人都还是罪人，
against whom Satan's accusations could stand.
因为，在那个时候，撒旦对我们的控告是有根据的。
That is until this child was born.
直到基督出生的时候。
And caught up to the throne of God.
因为耶稣，基督被提到。
Until the true king had come.
直到真正的王来到的时候。
You see, Jesus is the one against whom no accusations can stand.
因为耶稣知道这些指责是不能够在他身上能够实现的。
Because he always did what was pleasing to the Father.
因为耶稣基督永远是追随了他父的指令。
And not only that,
不仅如此。
Jesus is the one who can silence the accusations against every other one of God's people.
因为耶稣可以代替我们来让那个魔鬼的指责能够停止下来。
Because he died a sacrificial death in their place.
因为他代替我们死了。
Look at how we see the victory of God's people described in verse 11.
让我们看看第十一节里面讲到神的子民的获胜。
And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
So we conquer the dragon first by the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们要战胜这个撒旦的话，第一是要靠羔羊的宝血。
Because it's Jesus' blood which silences the accusations of the devil.
因为耶稣的宝血足以能够让魔鬼的攻击停止下来。
It's Jesus' death in our place that pays the price for our sins.
因为基督代我们死。所以他把我们从我们的罪里面赎出来。
It's like if someone accused you in court of owing $1 million.
所以说，如果有人在法院控告你欠100万。
And then it was shown that another had already paid $1 million for you.
如果这个时候有人知道有人已经帮你把这100万付掉了的话
，the accusation falls away.
所以这个控告就不存在。
That is what Christ has done for his people on the cross.
所以这是基督为我们做的事情。
That's why we can say what Martin Luther tells us to.
所以我们可以说马丁路德说的那句话。
He says, so when the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this. I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God. And where he is, there I shall be also.
所以
Yeah, then.
anyway.所以这里是马丁路德说的一段话，他说当魔鬼把你的罪扔到你的脸上，说你是应该去死，应该下地狱的时候，你要告诉他这样的事情，说首先我承认我是配死配下地狱的，当然是这样，但是我知道有一个人为我受苦，并且把我赎出来，他的名字是耶稣基督，是神的儿子。他现在在天上，我将来也必定到天上。
So we conquer first by the blood of the Lamb.
所以呢，首先是要靠羔羊的宝血。
But also by the word of our testimony.
所以也是靠我们的见证。
Because the devil may say, well, yes, the blood of Christ atones for somebody else.
但是魔鬼可能跟你说，那个救恩是给别人的。
But not you. You don't belong to him.
不是你的，你不是神的子民。
But it's the word of our testimony that confirms we are Christ.
在我们的见证当中，我们自己知道我们是属基督的。
As Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says,
是在罗马书第十章第九节里面说到。
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
你若口里认耶稣为主
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
心里信神，叫他从死里复活。
You will be saved.
就必得救。
For with the heart one believes and is justified.
所以，如果心里相信的时候，你就被称义。
And with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
所以，你如果嘴里面也承认的话，耶稣就是你的主。
That's the word of our testimony.
所以这就是我们的见证。
It's not the good works that we do,
并不是说我们做了什么事情。
But simple faith in Christ.
是一个简单的信心，在基督里的信心。
It's the confession that Jesus is Lord.
所以这是我们的宣称耶稣是主。
And the conviction to love not our own lives even unto death.
因为我们有这样的确信，我们不再爱我们的生命，我们甚至可以爱主到死。
Because we know that he who seeks to save his life will lose it.
因为圣经里说过，在我们爱惜生命的，就必失去我们的生命。
But the one who loses his life for Jesus' sake will find it.
但是我们因主的缘故而失去生命的，我们就会被永远得救。
And because we know that no matter how much the devil may try to threaten or intimidate us,
我们不管魔鬼要怎么样的来威胁我们，
we're no longer enslaved by the fear of death.
我们再也不是被怕死的那个心来做奴役。
Because we know that to live is Christ.
因为我们知道活着就是基督
and to die is gain.
死了就是赢得。
So it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that we can conquer the dragon.
所以呢，靠着耶稣的宝血和我们自己的见证，我们就能够克服魔鬼的攻击
and silence his accusations against us.
让他闭嘴。
And that's also why it's immediately after the child is caught up to God and to his throne.
这就是为什么当一当小孩子这个孩子到了神的宝座面前的时候。
That this heavenly war breaks out.
这个时候就是为什么天堂这个战争开始了。
Jesus has undercut the ground of Satan's accusations.
因为这回耶稣就把撒旦控过我们的那个根据给拔掉了。
So Michael and his angels immediately move to throw him out of the heavenly court.
所以现在米迦勒跟其他天使就要把魔鬼从天堂里扔出去。
And of course Satan fights back.
当然撒旦不愿意就跟他们打还。
Because if he can't win by legal means,
因为他不能够靠他的那个魔鬼的方法打胜。
He'll try to win by raw power instead.
他们就使劲的打。
But he was defeated.
但是他的力量是打不过米迦勒。
And there was no longer any place for them in heaven.
所以在天堂没有魔鬼的任何地方。
And so this is telling us that the war's been won.
所以这个意义就是说，为什么说这个战争已经得胜？
Satan has lost.
因为撒旦在天堂已经没有立脚之地了。
As verse 10 triumphantly declares.
就像在第十节里讲到的
Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down.
所以在第十节里讲到我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了因为在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了
And that means that no matter how much the nations on earth rage,
所以不管这个世上的国如何的争论
No matter how many King Herods or Pontius Pilates or evil dictators there may be
不管有什么样的叙利王不管有什么样的比拉多或者是各种各样的独裁者
It's only a matter of time until the victory in heaven is realized here on earth as well
所以这只是我们要等待神的国必定降临
It's only a matter of time until the fullness of Christ's reign spreads from the rising of the sun to its setting
所以只要我们等待就能够看到主的掌管毕竟是从日出到日落。
But as I said in the beginning, there's also a paradox here.
就像我在开始说的时候，这里也有一个矛盾的地方。
Because no doubt early Christians were asking, if the war is won and Christ is reigning, why is our life so hard?
你能够想到当年那些基督徒就想，如果我们的战争已经获胜的话，为什么我们的生活是这么的困难呢？
And the answer Revelation 12 gives is that the intensified persecution here on earth.
所以呢，在启示录这十二章给我们解释说，在这个过程中，在这个地上的征战的激烈化
is not a sign that the war isn't won.
不是说这个战争没有打赢
It's actually because the war is won.
而是因为这个战争打赢了，地上的战争才更加的激烈。
It's because the true war in heaven is over.
因为在天堂的战争已经结束了。
That the battle on earth in this intermediate time will be all the more intense.
所以在我们等待主再来的时候，在地上的战争就更加的激烈。
Satan has been cast out of heaven.
撒旦已经被从天上扔到地上。
So he's focusing all his energy on earth.
所以他把所有的注意力都放在地上。
And that's why verse 12 says.
所以在第十二节写道。
Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them.
所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧。
But woe to you, O earth and sea.
只是地狱还有祸了。
For the devil has come down to you in great wrath.
因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Because he knows his time is short.
因为魔鬼实在知道自己时间不多了。
And that brings us to the third and final scene.
所以这样呢，就到了第三个场景。
The dragon versus the woman.
所以这个龙跟那个女人。
Now we left off with the woman in verse 6.
在第六节讲到那个女人。
Where it says that she fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days.
第六节写到，妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方，使她被养活1,260天。
And this is comparing the Christian church to the Israelites in the Exodus.
这个看起来就好像是我们现在的教会跟当年以色列人在出埃及的那个场景。
Because in the Exodus, God brought his people into the wilderness and gave them manna to eat.
因为在出埃及的时候，神把他的子民从埃及带出来，带到旷野，然后给他们玛拿吃。
And then also notice that it mentions 1,260 days.
所以这个1,260天也是有它的意义的。
That's equal to 3.5 years.
如果你算一算的话，是正好是三年半。
Which is also called a time, times, and half a time.
这是后面提到的一载、二载、半载。
And that's also likely a reference to the first half of the 70th week in Daniel.
这也是可能是但以理书里面说过的，就是说七十周里面的其中的一半。
And it signifies a long but not indefinite period of time.
它的意义是说这个时间蛮长的，但并不是没有止境。
And verses 13 through 17 tell us that during this time, the dragon will be in pursuit of the woman.
所以在第十三到十七节写到，这个龙要去追击这个女人。
And first, we see that he tries to catch her.
所以第一呢，他是想抓住她。
But she's given the two wings of the great eagle so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness.
所以呢，但是呢，有大鹰的两翅赐给妇人，叫她可以飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避神。
And this is again comparing the church to the Israelites in the Exodus.
这再一次的让现在的教会跟当年的出埃及的以色列人来比较。
Because at Mount Sinai, God said to the Israelites, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagles' wings to myself."
因为在西乃山上，神对以色列人说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。”
Well, here it's saying that God will again give his people the wings of an eagle to fly away from the demonic kingdoms of this world.
所以我们要知道，神将也会给我们这样的翅膀，让我们来脱离这个世界被魔鬼统治的世界。
And to find him in a place of protection in the wilderness.
所以神会给我们我们要的保护。
So next, the dragon tries another tactic.
所以然后呢，这个龙又试了第二个战法。
He spews water out of his mouth like a river after the woman.
他抽出水来，要用河来水来吞没这个妇人。
Intending to sweep her away with a flood.
所以呢，想要用水把她冲走。
But God again protects her.
但是神再一次保护她。
The earth opens up its mouth and swallows up the river.
因为地就张开口把那些水吞了下去。
And perhaps this is meant to recall Moses and Aaron when they were surrounded by Dathan and Abiram and Korah and his 250 men.
所以这可能是讲的是当年摩西和亚伦被利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子那个可拉和流便子孙中以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰他们攻击他们的时候那个故事。
Because there it also says the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up.
因为在那个故事里面地开了口把可拉一党全都吞了进去。
And so the point is, even when the devil surrounds God's people with armies like a flood,
所以就告诉我们说，就算是魔鬼他们的征战，就像军队包围我们一样的话，
God protects them.
神也会保护我们。
And so then finally, in verse 17,
所以最后在第十七节的时候，
the dragon, in frustration and fury, goes off to stand on the seashore.
所以神这个龙非常的沮丧，他就站在海边的沙上。
And if you keep reading, you find out that he does that to summon his henchmen.
哦，神说，这是他和他一些跟他的追随者一同做这个事情。
There's the beast from the sea and the beast from the earth.
所以呢，有从海里的上来的兽，还有从地上来的兽。
And that's because the dragon is determined to continue making war against the woman and her offspring.
因为神，这个龙呢，他要一直，他不愿意放弃，他一直要用他各种各样的追随者来跟妇人跟他的子民们来斗争。
And of course, the offspring are people like us.
The offspring 就是这些子民呢，就是我们。
People who've heard the gospel from the people of God.
因为我们是从神的子民听到了神的福音。
And have now become part of the people of God.
现在我们也是神的子民的一部分。
And so, in other words, the point is that we as Christians are going to face a fierce foe.
所以说我们不要掉以轻心，我们作为神的子民，我们会面对激烈的征战。
You know, Christ's victory in heaven means the battle on earth intensifies.
所以基督在天上的获胜，只是让我们在地上的征战更加的激烈。
Satan knows he has nothing more to lose.
撒旦现在是他已经全都豁出去了。
He knows his time is short.
他知道他时间已经到头了。
He knows he's already lost the battle for our souls in the courts of heaven.
他知道他已经不能够夺取我们的灵魂。
So he's just trying to destroy us in any way possible here on earth.
所以呢，就像在世上来攻击我们的身体。
And brothers and sisters, we need to take note that just because the devil has no grounds to accuse you before God in heaven.
所以我们还要小心了。虽然现在撒旦不再有攻击我们的根据了。
Well, doesn't mean he can't whisper those same accusations in your ear here on earth.
但不是说他不会天天对你说同样的话。
Maybe it's your failure as a spouse.
也许你作为一个配偶，你很失败。
Your short fuse.
你的脾气很坏。
Your struggle with lust.
你的肉体的情欲。
A dark sin from your past.
或者是你过去有很黑暗的事情。
Satan wants you to think that God could never love a sinner like you.
撒旦总是要摧毁你，告诉你神不会爱你这样的人。
He wants you to be scared of God.
他要你害怕神。
To hide from God.
他要你躲避神。
To feel overwhelmed by guilt.
他要你感到无比的内疚。
But friend, Revelation 12 should assure us that those accusations have already been answered and silenced in heaven.
但是我的朋友们，我要告诉你，在那个启示录第十二章的时候，我们要有确信，因为这些控告在天上已经完完全全的被关掉了。
If you're in Christ,
你如果在基督里的话
，He has already paid for your sin in full.
他已经完完全全的。
You're justified before God through His blood.
你因为他的宝血在神的面前已经被称义了。
Every bit as righteous in God's sight as if you had lived the very life of Christ Himself.
在神看来，你就像耶稣他自己一样的公义。
Also, beware that there will be times when things in this life just it seems like everything's against you.
所以我们要知道，有的时候在我们的生命当中，好像每一件事情都不顺利。
Maybe you have family problems.
你家庭有问题。
Problems at work.
工作有问题。
Problems with health.
健康有问题。
Problems with finances.
金钱有问题。
Problems in our nation.
国家有问题。
Problems coping with the pain of losing a loved one.
或者是你爱的人离开了你。
Well, be encouraged by Revelation 12 that none of that means Jesus isn't on the throne.
你要记住，就算这些事情存在的时候，耶稣还是在做王掌权。
Yeah, in a sense, many of these things are just a last-ditch effort by a defeated foe.
所以你要知道，所有的这些事情都是魔鬼最后的挣扎。
Satan will do everything he can to unsettle you because he knows the war is already lost.
因为撒旦只是要能够让你失去信心，因为他知道他的战争已经失败了。
So instead of these things shaking you,
所以不要让这些事情来动摇你
causing you to lose confidence in Christ.
不要对耶稣失去信心。
Let it steal your nerves.
要让你的精神更加如钢铁一般。
Let it encourage you to go on fighting the good fight.
让这件事情来鼓励你，来勇敢的征战。
Knowing that your salvation is nearer now than when you first believed.
你要知道，你现在的救恩比你当初出现的时候已经更近了。
And take heart, knowing that all of the assaults of the devil.
你要知道。不管魔鬼什么样的攻击
are limited by a sovereign God,
都被神的主权控制着
who's fully able to protect you and provide for you,
神可以完完全全的保护你，也能够供应你
just like the woman of Revelation 12 in the wilderness,
就像在这一场里面讲到的，在旷野的女人一样
and then finally, if you're here this morning as a non-Christian,
所以最后你如果今天早上在这里，你还不是一个基督徒的话
I want to leave you with this question.
我要问你这样一个问题。
What are you trusting in to escape the accusations of the devil?
你凭什么来逃脱撒旦的攻击呢？
What will your answer be when your life is reviewed in the sight of God?
所以当你在神的面前，你如何来回答神对你的生活生命的判断审判呢？
And all your sin is laid bare for all to see.
当你所有的罪都摆清清楚楚摆在面前，让所有的人都看到的时候。
See, Revelation 12 shows us that apart from the birth of that child, we face a foe we could never defeat.
我们要知道，除了这个婴儿的诞生之外，我们是没有办法战胜这个敌人。
And this is why Christmas is so special to us as Christians.
这就是为什么圣诞节对基督徒们有这么的重要。
Our only hope is in Christ.
因为我们唯一的盼望就是基督。
In that little baby who was born over 2,000 years ago.
我们的希望是在那个两千年出生的这个小孩子里面。
It's because we understand that it's through Christ that we can conquer even this great dragon.
因为我们知道，通过基督，我们已战胜这么大的龙。
And it's by the blood of the Lamb.
而且是靠耶稣的宝血。
And the word of our testimony.
靠着我们的见证。
And so, if you're not a believer, will you trust in Christ even today?
所以。你如果还不是基督徒的话，你愿不愿意今天把你的信任放到主耶稣基督里面
？Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Oh, Father, we thank you so much, for your word.
啊，我们的天父，我们是这样的赞美感谢，谢谢你的话语。
And we thank you so much for the coming of Christ.
我们谢谢你为基督的降生感谢。
We rejoice that he is the one who has conquered the devil.
啊，我们真是因为他战胜了魔鬼而欢欣鼓舞。
That he has silenced his accusations against us.
啊，他让魔鬼闭口不能够再控告我们。
And we rejoice to know that he is our true king.
啊，我们为基督是我们的王来欢欣鼓舞。
That he is already exalted to your right hand.
啊，他已经在你的右手边。
And that he is coming again.
他还会再来。
To establish his perfect kingdom in true righteousness and justice on the earth forever.
他要在这地上建立那完美的王国，直到永永远远。
So God, please help us to persevere in faith.
神啊，求你真是让我们有一个坚韧的心。
Especially when things are hard.
特别是事情困难的时候。
When we feel discouraged.
当我们感到失去勇气。
When we feel pursued and assaulted and attacked.
啊，当我们感到被追赶、被攻击的时候。
May we know that that is not a sign that the war is not won.
让我们记住，这不是说你的征战没有得胜。
It's not a sign that you're not in control.
不是说你不是在掌权。
It's not a sign that Jesus isn't reigning.
并不是说耶稣并不是一个掌权者。
It's actually just because the devil has already been cast out.
而是让我们知道魔鬼已经被打败。
And the war has already been won.
这个战争已经得胜了。
So help us to remain faithful.
让我们真是永远的有信心。
And we thank you so much for all we have to celebrate this Christmas day.
我们真是为这个圣诞的庆祝来感谢。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
好，我们凭耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.